Hello, my name is Tatiana Rutsova, and this is a podcast for developmental medicine and child neurology for the article entitled Patient Engagement in an Online Coaching Intervention for Parents of Children with Suspected Developmental Delays. SCORE refers to strategies for patient-oriented research. The Canadian Institute of Health Research SCORE initiative calls for active involvement of patients and the public at all stages of research. SCORE is about engaging patients, their caregivers, and families as partners in the research processes. This engagement helps to ensure that studies focus on patient-identified priorities, which ultimately leads to better patient outcomes. It refers to meaningful collaborations between researchers and patient partners. One of the Child Bright's 13 research projects is called Bright Coaching. Bright Coaching is a randomized clinical trial that aims to evaluate the efficacy, cost-effectiveness, and the feasibility of an online health coaching program for parents of children with suspected developmental delays as compared to usual and locally available care in improving parent empowerment and related outcomes. Within the context of the Bright Coaching research project, we have a parent advisory group of 9 members, and those are parents of children with disabilities. This group have participated to numerous activities in relation to the Bright Coaching randomized clinical trial. For instance, they have validated and provided feedback on the National Online Needs Survey, which was administered to parents of children with disabilities to influence the content of Bright Coaching. They collectively determined the themes of relevance and topics of interest for Bright Coaching and provided feedback for the coach and the parent manual. They also selected a user-friendly online platform, reviewed and suggested materials for this platform, as well as reviewed and provided feedback on the consent forms, recruitment strategies, and advertisements. They have engaged in the selection and the review of relevant and feasible measures and analysis of pilot phase feasibility outcomes. They will be involved in future interpretation of the findings, and their advice will be sought on the strategies for the dissemination of findings to appropriate target groups. Our objective was to evaluate patient engagement processes and their impacts within the Bright Coaching Research Project according to researchers' and patient partner perspectives. We hypothesized that patient engagement might be challenging given that interactions within the Bright Coaching Research Projects were and are mainly virtual as opposed to face-to-face, involving researchers and parent advisors from across the country. We also sought to evaluate patient engagement in the midst of the trial as opposed to its end, because now we can further improve our patient engagement processes and ensuing impacts of the end of trial results dissemination and knowledge translation activities. We used a cross-sectional snapshot study design using quantitative and qualitative approaches. Our study population were researchers and parent advisors who are members in research project. We employed the public and the patient engagement evaluation tool that contains 18 questions for researchers and 21 questions for the PAG in 4 distinct areas related to communication and support for participation, sharing views and perspectives, impacts and influence of engagement initiative, as well as final thoughts and satisfaction. Our data analysis consisted of descriptive statistics and thematic summaries. In terms of our respondents from the PAG group, from the parent advisory group, we had 6 respondents who were predominantly female. They were predominantly biological parents to their children. All of them were married. Their educational level ranged from a certificate to a bachelor degree. Their employment status was 33% full-time workers and 66% part-time workers. In terms of their involvement in the Bright Coaching project, 3 individuals were involved for from 1 to 2 years, and 3 individuals were involved for more than 2 years. Their children history, they had anywhere from 1 to 4 child per family, 1 to 3 child with disability per family. The age of children with disability ranged from 1 to 16 years old, and the diagnosis included autism spectrum disorder, cerebral palsy, ADHD, developmental disability and seizures, anxiety, and others. In terms of our respondents from the researcher groups, We had 11 participants, predominantly female, with about 20 years of experience in research. In terms of their involvement frequency in the BRIGHT coaching project, we had 50% who are regularly involved, 30% who are moderately involved, and 20% who are occasionally involved. Those are the results for the PEAT quantitative counts. The purple color signifies the results of the parent advisors, and the orange color signifies the results for our researcher. The darker are the colors, the higher is the response frequency. So what's important to note is that in sections related to communication and supports for participation, as well as in sharing views and perspective, we can see that the majority of responses range between agree to strongly agree for both study groups. For instance, 75 to 100% of our patient advisors agree that they have realistic deadlines that are provided to them for feedback and review. Similarly, in impacts and influence, as well as in final thoughts and satisfaction, we can see that most of the responses ranges again between agree and strongly agree for both study groups. For instance, both the parent advisors as well as the researchers agree to strongly agree that the input provided through the PAC will make a difference to the work of the project. We also have 75 to 100% of our researchers who strongly agree that the PAG is a good use of time and resources. Several barriers and facilitators have emerged from the qualitative analysis of the PEAT open-ended questions. Facilitators included the positive qualities of the PAG members, such as their motivation, engagement, and commitment, the use of suitable communication strategies, respect, trust, and partnership, the supports that are in place, such as in-person meetings, financial compensation, and regular follow-ups, as well as PAG's instrumental role in all parts of the project. In terms of the barriers, we have homogeneity of the PAG members in terms of their sociodemographic variables, some communication challenges, such as meetings, logistics, and service completion, the amount and management of engagement requests, and time limitation. Further, the impacts of patient engagement were found to be the development of a suitable intervention that is reflective of the real needs, gaining experience with strategies for patient-oriented research, strengthening community partnerships, facilitating knowledge translation, and increasing the likelihood for uptake of the intervention. For instance, one of the researchers states that, for me, the main strength of the engagement of parent advisors and the use of patient-oriented research methods are helping to inform methodological decisions so that the research component works for families, creating a coaching program that is based on families' actual needs rather than what we think their needs are, strengthening partnerships with the community, facilitating knowledge translation, and increasing the likelihood that this program will be taken up by organizations in the future. In conclusion, most of the parent advisors were satisfied with this engagement initiative in terms of communication and supports for participation, ability to share their views and perspectives, as well as the overall impacts. The responses of research team members were found to be aligned with those of the parent advisory group in nearly all elements of the engagement evaluation. The benefits and the strengths of the engagement processes were reported by both study groups in terms of facilitators and positive impacts. We have proposed a few solutions to the emerged challenges. To tackle the homogeneity issue, we would like to recruit additional members in the advisory group with more diverse characteristics, such as fathers of children with disabilities. For management of ongoing tasks, as well as logistics regarding meetings and survey issues, we would like to set up a central tracking system to have more options for meetings and to have a liaison staff gathering live feedback using an online interactive platform. Here are some strategies that are used by our team that may underline the positive feedback that we have received. Our PAG members are meeting separately from researchers. They have a secure platform that is online to meet and to work together. The issues and the requests from PAG members are regularly brought back to the team and accounted for once addressed. And there are also periodic interactions between the PAG and the researchers of the BRIGHT coaching project. We also make sure to highlight our appreciation for their work and their engagement. Thank you so much for listening in. Please reach out if you have any questions or comments regarding this work.